What's up, everybody? You are now listening to episode 66 of True to Size.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome to episode 66 in the six of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo, 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 yo.
And Monsieur Alvin Martinez.
Hello, hello.
And we have a very special guest today.
Very.
Very.
Very special guest.
Disagree.
I've personally known him for a long time. I can't remember how long, but pretty long. We've worked together everywhere. He's a beautiful, beautiful man with a lot of class. On the court, he's not afraid to pass.
That's not true.
He's Kobe.
He may be a whistleblower, but he's also a crazy shooter. I'm just joking. That didn't rhyme. When you try to go up for a dunk, he'll block you at the rim. This is my boy, and his name is Tim.
Yeesh. Oh, my God. That was crazy. What up, Timbo? Thanks for being here.
Timbo, I appreciate you guys.
Very good friend of the show.
Yes.
Contributor of the best selfie we've ever received.
You guys will see that later.
Also the only selfie we've ever received as an EEE, but the best one as well. Tim, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Very, very good. You guys are all good? Everyone, I don't really care. We've got a fun episode for you guys this week because Timbo is here. We've got a very basketball-heavy program in store. We'll also play everyone's favorite game show, 21 Questions, and we will finish off with a discussion about stepping out of the game. But first, we need to talk about something real quick. Because this week was a very special week for Toronto.
What happened?
We became, you know what? I can't even say it yet. We're going to build up to a little bit more. Uh-huh. The team that nobody cared about.
Yeah.
The underdogs.
Underdog. Mm.
The people that no one even knew. Who? Not a real city.
Nobody wanted
not
to
a real
play.
Team. No one wanted us to be here. Uh-huh. Now what are we, boys? Just give it a minute, guys. Just give it like 20 seconds.
Just soak it in. We'll keep on
fighting till the end.
Guys, we won the NBA World Championship last week. Thursday, game six, in the six. It is now episode 66.
Wow.
This was not an accident.
This
was meant to be.
That's crazy.
How 66. Like? How do you guys feel right now?
For me, it still hasn't sunken in.
Nah.
Like I don't know. I see everything. Kawhi's MVP. We got the trophy. We got Larry O.B. Like, but
I love that nickname, by the way.
Larry
so
O.B.
Sick. Yeah. Great nickname. So good.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, dope. But like, I'm still.
You're still numb. To, still not feeling
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No.
How about I'm you, Tim, Mr. Big Basketball Boy, BBB.
BBB.
I think we gotta wait until that banner gets revealed.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those rings get presented. Mm-hmm. I think that's when it's gonna sink.
Yeah,
yeah.
How about you, Joel?
It hasn't really sunken in yet.
No.
Like even like game five when we watched it at Celebration Square, when we hit that shot, and we went up 3-1.
Yeah.
Me and you looked at each other. We're like, "Fuck, we got one more game, bro."
That was incredible.
One more game to win.
Yep.
And it was just we just paused that and we just looked at each other.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, I agree. Still numb. Like I said, we've seen the trophy now. Like, if you were at the parade, you saw it. Mm. And, like, I'm still numb. I don't know what to say. Shout out to the Raptors for making these the best 2 months of my life.
For and real.
That's it, man.
For real.
That's it. I'm just going to let it fade out a little bit. Fade in. And then fade out. And then, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what else you can say, man. Like, shit.
Crazy.
Like, fuck. Like, we won the NBA title. We've been talking about it on this podcast for months now. Like, we've been following it. Like, everybody knows we're huge basketball fans. I don't think anyone realized out of town what it meant to the city until you saw what happened yesterday at the parade.
Yeah.
Until you saw the reaction after the game at Young Dundas Square. Like, just the hordes of people. Like,
honestly, you guys, sorry.
No.
But you guys were downtown.
Yeah.
When we clinched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how crazy was that, though?
Man, like, we're gonna get to it later, but we were at like the party, we were at an event, and like, it was honestly, I couldn't think of a better way to watch it.
Yeah,
with a bunch of friends, like, free drinks, free food, and a very good atmosphere. And then afterwards, obviously, drove straight down to the court. I did. I know Alvin went home
I'm old.
He was not interested. interested, but not down. But yeah, I drove downtown, parked, and just walked. And like, the parade. We're going to get to it. Mm-hmm. But like, I've never felt energy in the city like that.
Didn't you climb up? You're up on a...
I climbed on a... It wasn't that tall, but I did climb on something. And the view was like, bro, like I... Bro, do it again. I didn't want to get down. Mm-hmm. Like the view, you could just... It was people. Like, it was like the parade yesterday. You could just only see heads. There was no concrete. It was like people and buildings.
That's crazy.
Like, man, it was just incredible. Wow. I guess we're done with basketball for a while. Until Kawhi announces what he's doing.
Oh, my God.
But I think there's nothing better to end off this basketball year with some wise words from a decent man.
Enjoy this moment and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha. Yeah!
And with that,
what to do, baby?
What to do, baby?
Yo, that was the most awkward thing.
I love that. I want that on a New Balance shirt.
Yeah, New Balance shirt. I'm lining up for that one.
And with that, I think we're done with basketball for a while. Thank you to everyone.
Is the corniest dude.
So good though. So we will jump into our first segment, Joel.
Fire round.
Was that a whistle?
Yeah, there was.
That was weird.
It's like, through his
like a little mini whistle in there.
Teeth.
Like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at BLEE0305, local to Toronto. I think he was also at the parade. I think I was talking to him. I think he said he saw me. Mm. But when you were at the parade, you couldn't move or anything. So I don't know who I saw. I saw a lot of people. He says, hey guys, what did you guys think of the Raptors championship parade? I know you guys were there. That's it. And this is a very open-ended fire round question because we were just talking about it before the pod. And there's a lot to say because we all have different experiences about the parade. But while you guys think about a politically correct response, because I know I have to check my words before I say what I think of the parade. He says, seeing the Chip and the players and staff was awesome, but I thought that the parade route could have been handled better. Mr. BLEE0305, I will give you the award for biggest understatement of the year. Congrats. Joel, you were at work?
I was at work when the whole parade was going on.
Yeah.
But I did record what I could record because obviously it went past and it cut off.
Yeah.
And it just cut off right at the speeches. So I was like, fucking pissed. But anyway, so it could have, like he said, it could have been handled better. They could have put barriers. They should have put barriers.
Yeah.
Instead of like having everybody just trying to part the sea of people
with vehicles
that was there, like
a snowplow.
Yeah, like one guy, hey, move, guy. Like, that's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. But like, it could have been handled much more better, so that the parade could have just flowed like straight, and time wouldn't like, you wouldn't have been standing there for God knows how long. You were standing out there for
just so we can. Sorry for anybody who's out of town, because I feel like if you were out of town, you have no idea what went on. Obviously on TV or House of Highlights or whatever you're watching and seeing these. The Clippets, it looked like it was probably insane, like amazing, perfect, flawless. Just so everyone has a quick understanding before we talk about our thoughts. The parade was supposed to run from 10 until noon or 12:30-ish from the CNE to Nathan Phillips Square, which is right in the heart of the city. It's about a 6-kilometer route. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to take, obviously, 2.5 hours, 10 to noon, 12:30-ish. It took 6 hours for it to get from there. So it went from 10 until about 3:30. Mm-hmm. And then there was the speeches and everything. And then I don't even think we need to talk about what happened after. Mm. It's irrelevant. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. I don't even want to talk about it. Mm. But some unfortunate events occurred afterwards. Mm. So that's just your little rundown of what happened. If you aren't aware, if you're not from Toronto, you probably have no idea. Tim, thoughts, please go.
I mean, you could tell that this was the first parade that Toronto's had to do in a while.
Years. I know.
So I'm part of an officials WhatsApp group, and a few of us were down there. So it was really cool. I got photos of the buses passing through and Drake chugging a beer and Mark Gasol chugging that whole bottle of wine. Yeah.
Crazy. Oh,
he is Spanish for sure.
Yeah.
I don't need to check his citizenship anymore.
No.
Yeah. But it was really cool that so many people showed up and supported. So that was something I never expected.
Whereabouts were you on the route?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it.
Oh, you weren't able to make it. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you said you were down there.
Classroom sessions.
Oh, okay.
I was checking my phone for photos, and it was good.
So, so you were watching it sort of live as it was happening from afar.
From perspective of
from yeah. Okay. And Alvin, you were down there.
Yeah.
You were at work, quote unquote. Yeah. Your boss doesn't listen to this, so we're okay.
I hope not.
Or maybe they do. And if they do, shout out to friend of the show.
Thank you for being so flexible in allowing your employees to partake in the parade. No, it was really dope, man, because I got to work at like 7:45.
Yep.
One of my homegirls, my coworker, Lorraine, she said she got kicked off of her bus because the roads were closed. So she had to walk from, in order for her to get to the office, she would have to walk from Dundas and Bloor. Dundas and Bay. Do they intersect?
Yep.
Yeah, Dundas and Bay all the way to One Young.
Oh my god.
So as we're like texting each other back and forth, she's like, "Hey, I'm just gonna pass by like City Hall, see how it is. We'll see what happens."
There's no passing by.
So she's like, "Oh my god, I just got a towel."
It's like a
I'm like, "Okay." I started packing up my stuff at work.
It's like a black hole. Once you walk in there, you got sucked in.
Yeah. I packed up my stuff at work. Turn off my mouse, and I was like, "Guys,
I
had to turn off the mouse, yo. I don't want to waste the battery.
Thank you for that specific detail.
And then I met up with her at Nathan Phillips. It was kind of tough though, because she was like to the far right by that bridge where you start going up.
Yep.
I tried looking for her, but like, I was like, "Yo, I'm not getting through this crowd."
No, sir.
So she came out, and we met up that way, and we chilled. We were pretty much around like the Nathan Phillips area, closer to like what. After 3 hours of waiting, so probably around like 11, they opened up like the Osgood Hall and stuff like that.
Mm, nice.
They opened up that, so like people were going in, just chilling.
Oh, okay.
We went into that. It was chill. Like there wasn't much of a big crowd. We had a view of the screen.
Oh, sick.
People were using the buildings as like a bathroom because clearly there's no other place to take a piss, apparently.
There wasn't, actually. At all.
And then, man, it was just good vibes all the way around. Like for me, like I'm hella claustrophobic. So for, if I was doggy, I don't know if I would survive. But it was good. I got to see them parade and took pictures and stuff. But
your
after
pictures
they passed,
were really good, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Like fantastic.
Good shot.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
So after they passed, I was like, fuck, my feet are hurting. My back's hurting because I'm old. and I peaced out. And then, what ended up happening was I bumped into James Hova. Good
friend of the show.
So we chilled for a bit too. Like he was with us like that whole time in like I can't always get hall, I guess, whatever you call it. And we saw some shit. Like it was pretty funny. People were falling off like the walls and just
That sounds pretty funny.
It was funny. And then like you would see it, like you would hear like a and then dude would just try to get up, dust himself off, and play it off as if nothing
like
happened. Like, I'm like, "Yo, I saw you, dog."
Like you just fall 20 feet from a telephone pole.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
It was crazy. And you know how some of them fences have like spikes?
Oh no.
I was afraid for this one dude who was like, I was like, "Man, you're going to get impaled or some shit."
Oh,
but
man.
Everyone was okay, luckily. I was scared for his life though. But yeah, I bumped into a bunch of people.
Sick.
It was dope to say what up and stuff. Like it was crazy. Like good vibes.
Mm.
It was fun. And then I went home.
Oh, you didn't even go back to work?
No, I worked from home, though.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Afterwards,
yeah.
I worked from home because I felt bad. Shout out to my
work.
Company, though. It was dope.
Well, that's nice for you.
I know, Lauren. Sorry, man.
So, my story, Once I got the details of the parade and everything, I had already decided, obviously, that I was going to go. Like, before we even won, I was like, I'm going to the parade. I don't care what day it's on. I was hoping it was going to be Saturday.
Or Sunday.
But just taking for one second, that too. Can you imagine if it was on a weekend?
Crazy.
There was 2 million people there on a Monday morning. Imagine this was on a Saturday or Sunday. But that's just a side note. I told my boss that I wasn't going in. He's like, honestly, I assumed you were just gonna say you were going out for work, quote unquote, and I was gonna see you on TV, like, you know, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, at the parade.
Yeah, he thought, because they saw me when I was on the news. Saturday. Yeah, when I was there, so they thought they were gonna see me.
This guy always finds his way on TV. We're gonna see him. We're gonna catch him.
They were like unconcerned, but he's like, yeah, go. I was like, I'll work a half day. I was like, it's gonna be done at 1-ish, so I'll just go work. It's fine. So that didn't work. But anyways, so I was one of the brave ones who was like, I need to be at Nathan Phillips Square. I need to see the speeches. I need to see Kawhi say he's going to stay. Like, I need to be there for everything, because I was sure he was going to announce it. But got there at about midnight the night before.
Wow.
It was okay. Like, I was probably one of the first 500 people there. So we were really close to the front. Everyone was chilling. People were, even at midnight, still chanting the Let's Go Raptors and cheer. It was crazy. Was able to sleep for probably 5 minutes. sorry, I had to think about it for a second. And then we were forced to stand at about 6. Just because, honestly, once the first person stands and starts to move up, everyone has to do it or you lose your spot. And I didn't get there at midnight to lose my spot. So we kind of just stood up, like, we're like jostled to stand up and then folded up our chairs real quick and moved up a little bit. And that's where we were for the next forever, it felt like. So, yeah, that was at 6. And then the parade was supposed to start at 10, which I think it started on time because right around 10 is when they started showing the feed. And that 4 hours, first of all, from 6 to 10 was brutal because you're shoulder to shoulder. There was no music. There was no one talking to us. There was no any information. And it's obviously filling up behind you. So you're getting pushed further and further to the front. And then around 10, the stream comes on and everyone's like, it's starting. It was like the most hype. Everyone was so excited. We're watching like the screens. Anytime someone would come on, they were cheering. And then the first hour passes and you're like, oh, they must be getting closer. Second hour passes, like, oh, they're getting close now. Third hour passes and you look at the screen and they're doing interviews and you're like, are they still on Lakeshore?
They haven't even left exhibition.
Is that Lakeshore and Bathurst? Like, I swear that's like 500 meters from where it's supposed to start. So right on schedule, 6.5 hours later, they show up at Nathan Phillips Square after we had been like stacked like sardines. Wasn't able to sit because you were so tightly packed that you couldn't sit, really move. Like, if you had to go to the washroom, they were forcing you to leave. Like, you couldn't come back in. There was no porta potties. People were passing out and fainting because it was like 27 fucking degrees. It was supposed to be overcast that day. So people were running out of water and food and passing out because it was exhausting. You're like heat exhaustion. They finally showed up and like that was pretty cool. Like, I got to see Justin Trudeau really close. I got to see like, I don't know, Drake, the players, whatever. But by that time they were all pissed drunk and tired because they had been partying for 6 hours on friggin' double decker buses. They were like, their speeches were like less than 2 minutes each, very quick. And again, the crowd was trying to be excited. Like, I wanted to be excited so bad by that point I had forgotten why I was even there. Like, it was, I saw the trophy and I was like, sick. And then I just was like, I can't even scream or I'm going to pass out. Like, I had to hold myself back, from like killing myself. So that was kind of spoiled it for sure. Obviously the incident happened and then it stopped for a couple minutes and then it continued again. It ended on that Kawhi ha 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 thing. That was pretty sweet. But yeah, that was about it. So definitely don't think I would do it again. But I say definitely that I say that now when I'm not hype anymore about a win.
Yeah.
Like, if we ever win again, I'm going to be just as hype. Who am I kidding? I'm going to do it. Thank you, BLEE0305, for the fire round question. Sorry I wasn't able to find you. There was a couple hundred thousand people in between us.
Just a couple.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answered on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Doesn't have to be only basketball. With a selfie. That might be a new stipulation. Any EEE or fire round or anything has to be submitted with a photo of your face.
It's got to be at the top of a mountain.
You got to be we're only accepting
in Utah.
In Utah.
The top of a mountain in Utah. Other than that, you're No, we're blocking you. next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's favorite phrase.
Super cute.
Super cute. And you guys, you know what? Like, I had a really long day yesterday, so I'm just going to go first. So keeping with the basketball theme, I found a basketball shoe. Basketball shoe. So this is the Air Jordan 4 FIBA.
Ooh.
FIBA standing for something. I know the B is basketball. The other
Tim, three, what does it stand for?
FIBA.
I believe it's Federation of International Basketball Association.
Nice.
Of international, so shouldn't it be FOIBA? Whatever, it's fine. I'll get over it. So this is the FIBA basketball tournament is coming up this summer. It's in August and late September or mid September. And it is basically an international tournament featuring the top countries from around the world, and they play basketball. And because basketball was so big in Canada this year, I can't wait for this tournament because hopefully have all the players already said who's going? Like all the Canadian players are kind of declaring.
Mm-hmm. That I know play. Wiggins was just
Wiggins, yeah.
Just signed.
That's like the only person I don't want to play, actually. so we're gonna lose now.
It's over.
But anyways, the shoe. Not enough about Andrew Wiggins being a complete disappointment to Canada. So my shoe was the Air Jordan 4 FIBA. It's a all red upper, leather upper, with it looks like navy blue accents along the wings, the lining, and the midsole. And it's got like this super cool detailing along like the mesh where it would be on the side and then the tongue. And it's actually like embossed flags from countries around the world who are in the FIBA tournament. Very cool shoe. No like specific release date, but it's supposed to drop July of this year. So next month, just in time for the tournament. Very cool shoe. I hadn't seen it until I was looking for a pick. I don't know how these like fell under the radar so much because they're really cool. These are probably just cute because Air Jordans cost a lot now. But yeah, if I can spot a Canada flag, it may change my mind. But in the two preview pictures, I can't see one. So for now, it's just cute. Next up, we're going to do Jalvin.
Jalvin's back. So my pick this week is the Nike Air Max 90 mixtape B-side.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you do that last week?
Last week was the A side.
Oh my God.
It was the Alvin side.
That sounds like cheating.
It is, but it isn't. So this one features like a black mesh. And then pretty much the rest of the upper is like a charcoal gray. Midsole itself is also black, along with some charcoal gray. As you can tell from my voice.
Sounds like you really like it.
Still underwhelmed. However,
ooh,
the swoosh is like a, I guess that's like what, an infrared-y?
Like infrared.
Pink.
Pinkish.
Yeah,
pink.
It's pretty infrared to me.
Yeah, and then the laces too got some infrared in it. And then similar to the last one that I talked about last week, it still's got that the Cause X stitching.
Mm-hmm. Got the moon landing on the inside there.
Mm-hmm. Similar, that I like.
Similar detail.
They showed that. They didn't show it as well as they did on the other pair.
Yeah.
Definitely seen more on this pair, but again, like, it's not. I don't know. Same thing as last week though.
So it's basically the same shoe, but it's black, right?
Yeah, with
and
a bit
got
more,
the more infrared.
Bit more infrared in it, yeah. Which is cool because I love my infrared. But it's still a poop.
So you're saying besides the infrared, you don't like them.
Yeah, besides
the infrared.
I don't like
besides
them.
That, you don't like the no. B-side no, Air Max like 90, them. In case anyone didn't get the joke there. Said it again. So what is the rating? I didn't hear it.
A poop.
Okay, sorry.
Super poop. Super
Joel, bring us home.
Okay, so my pick is the Sneaker Politics by Café Du Monde by Saucony Shadow 5Gs.
Yeah.
It's a long name.
Yeah, man.
You think they're going to put the whole thing on the box, like on the label?
I don't know, but that box looks super creepy.
Speaking of the box, yeah.
So what it is that Café Du Monde is like a, I guess it's like an original pastry shop in Louisiana.
The beignet over
the
there.
The beignet, yes, exactly. And this is what the shoe is being made by, made to look like a beignet, like the powdered, their powdered donut. It's got the three-tone brown on it. It's got the white, like flecks of white, just to like resemble like the powdered sugar. That's
oh
on
wow! I actually thought that that was powdered sugar. I didn't realize that was the actual shoe because the photos are in a pile of powdered sugar. I didn't realize that was the actual shoe. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Damn.
But yeah, cool. Man, it's cool. Pretty cool, man. And I don't know if the special box is just for the store itself, like a in-store release only. But they drop on, was this June 22nd?
Coming up.
So like if you're in the Louisiana area or New Orleans, swing by Sneaker Politics and scoop up your pair for $120.
These look tasty.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They look very tasty. Yummy. Yeah, they look delicious.
Yeah. But they're cute for me.
They're just cute?
They're cute.
Yeah. Are you guys yay? Because I've been yay.
Wow.
Moving on.
Been yay.
Next up is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Not a whole lot to talk about this week. Only a few minor headlines. I guess even the news was at the parade. Seemed like everybody was there, but literally even the news was there. They didn't show up. First up, basketball news. Kawhi Leonard breaks a Nike record. Did you guys see this?
No.
It's not one that Nike wants him to break.
Ooh.
So Kawhi has broken the record of 13 straight years of a Nike-endorsed athlete winning the NBA Finals MVP. 13 straight years. First was Dwayne Wade. Converse is a subsidiary of Nike.
Yes.
Tony Parker.
TP.
Paul Pierce. Kobe. Dirk. LeBron. Kawhi when he was with Jordan.
Yes.
Andre Iguodala. Durant.
Ooh. Wow.
And now Kawhi with New Balance. So quick round of applause there for New Balance and Kawhi. That's pretty impressive streak.
Yeah.
That's actually cool for Nike. 13 straight years. It's wild. Mm. New Balance has had a hell of a summer, though. Like, what's his name? O'Reilly from the St. Louis Blues won their version of the MVP, who is also a New Balance athlete.
Oh,
and then, was it Liverpool who just won? Who just won? Shit. Who just won the Champions League?
I don't know, bro. Sorry.
Guys,
I don't
watch soccer. Soccer AF. Hit us up with the EE.
Basketball
who just won? Yeah, I think it was Liverpool.
Raptors? No.
I think the Raptors won the Champions League. They're my champion.
They're the greatest in the world. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they are the world champions.
Greatest in the world.
Let us know who it actually was if you're listening. I'm sure one of our European friends is going to like be just absolutely furious with us for not knowing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are a New Balance team.
Mm. Sick.
I knew that. New Balance is their main sponsor. And then Kawhi. So it's been a couple good weeks for New Balance. Good choices. Next up, we got our first look at the 2019 Jordan 11 Bred. As everyone knows, I think by now, they're coming out this winter. December 14th. That's the Jordan 11 holiday season release.
Oh.
So the first samples or early pairs or whatever they are coming out now. And the high cut patent leather is back along with the higher heel, but no 4.5 on the heel.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys think about that?
Just a regular 2.3?
Yes, it's that 2.3 logo instead of the 4.5. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the shoe ever had a 4.5 on it. I could be wrong. Because that was 4 that year. It's a good year.
Did it?
I don't know if it ever had.
No?
I don't know.
I think it's a 2.3.
I know who knows that. Jay from Lace knows that. I expect a message from Jay from Lace or
Jay from Time.
Mm-hmm. Or Phil.
Scholar.
Oh, yes.
Or Scholard. Okay, there's a bunch
Scott.
Of people. Whoever messages first wins a sound on the soundboard next week.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stakes going on. But yeah, what do you guys think about the no 4.5? They're going back to the 2.3. Impartial, any thoughts? Nothing at all? I like the 2.3 better. He's Jordan, man.
Yeah.
He's Michael Jordan's.
I'm just happy about the cut of the leather.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And the heel.
100%. I agree. Okay, so no one told me about the Jordan 45 on the back. That's fine. Whatever. December 14th, for all you kids who are excited, start saving your pennies now. How many days is that? Like 200 days? Save $2 a day.
Ooh.
I was going to say, you need more than pennies these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Save a toonie a day, and you can buy these Jordan Bred 14s. It's a lot of bread.
Bread 11s.
Bread 11. What did I say?
Bread 14.
Oh, because I'm reading December 14.
December 14, yeah.
Got you, bro. It's okay.
There
you
is a bread 14. Well, it's not technically the
it's
bread.
It's the last
14,
shot.
The last shot. But it's black and red.
Yeah, it's bread. It's fine.
It's bread.
You're good. Anyways.
We had garlic bread for dinner, and my mom was just like, bread. Saw my bank account, and I was just like, bread.
Flex right
there. Low-key flex, guys. No, there's literally just bread in my bank account. Like, the bank, there's no money left. There's just literally loaves of bread. In my safety deposit box. Not bad. I like bread. We had a conversation before. Me and Tim were like, we like bread. He said it's his favorite food.
It's good.
Did you know bread makes you fat?
It makes you fat?
Thanks, Tim. Massive
Scott
lines.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Filmed in Toronto.
Michael Cera, friend of the show.
From Brampton.
Oh, true.
Let's get it. That almost got a sound.
Brampton.
Massive lines, thank you, in Toronto for the Raptors championship gear. Did you guys see the lines for this championship merch?
There was a lineup today.
Really?
I was leaving.
That actually makes sense because of the parade hangover. I believe that, but wow.
I left work at 4 p.m. And there was still, I mean, it wasn't a huge lineup, but there was still a lineup outside.
There was a line out of the door.
It was cool.
Because you're going to have to line up when you get in the store, too.
Yeah. So and then I looked in the store and it was like the wall of championship tees. I got goosebumps. I was like, oh my God, we actually won the championship.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys pick up any of the merch?
I ordered like one of every tee.
So the parade tee, the Gotham?
Yeah, I got Gotham. I got the championship one that they wore.
The locker room one?
Did
you get the caricature one?
Yeah. And there was one by Fanatics.
Oh, yeah?
A caricature one by Fanatics, which was great. That looked cool, too, so I bought it.
So you got four shirts. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm trying to rock one every day.
And you got of work hats, week. Too, right? Yeah. You got both hats.
Yeah, thanks, Lawrence.
Well, Sasha got a hat, but come on, let's be real.
I'm going to alternate them.
Timmy, did you buy any of the merch?
Not yet. I'm
So fake fan over here. Next. Sorry, continue.
I'm trying to get a referee's championship shirt.
Oh, like with stripes on it, yeah.
I got you the patch, don't worry.
Yeah, you can put the trophy patch on anything.
Your old Foot Locker uniform, we'll take out the Foot Locker patch.
There you go.
We'll throw the championship one on there. We're good.
So no merch yet.
Yet.
Joel.
Well, you scooped up the half for Jomar.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yeah.
So you said it's for Jomar, but it's on your head.
Yeah, it's on my head. Because we're going to switch, because I got the finals hat somewhere.
Oh, and he gets the...
So he gets the finals hat.
That's how I'm going to be as a dad, too. Don't worry. Yeah, Jomar, this one's so cool. Take this one.
This one was before the championship. It's
this
OG.
One's the first one. This is original.
It's gray. It matches with anything.
Take the finals one. This one's dumb. I got this for you.
And then when he gets the OVO one, here, take this championship
one.
Exactly.
Yeah, take it. You can have this piece of garbage. OVO.
It's vintage now. It's
this
vintage
Friday. Yeah. This Friday is the OVO. Ooh. So everybody try for me because I want all of it. Yeah, it's been a pretty busy week for buying Raptors merch. It's
been great.
Yeah, that's all I can say. My bank account, like I said, full of bread right now because of all this. So that's it. There wasn't a lot of news this week.
That's okay.
It was a slower week.
I mean, there was only one thing you need to know, that the Raptors won a championship.
That's it.
That's it, man.
That's it. Where's my video of We Are the Champions? I'll do it after. I was going to just play it on loop underneath our voices for the entire episode.
You could, though.
I could. Maybe I'll just randomly, when one of you guys are talking, I'll just start it later.
True.
Next up, previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So as mentioned earlier in the show, we had an event last week.
Ooh.
It was fun. It was really cool. So it was the Jeff Staple X MGD One of None event. Alvin, you want to tell the people about this cool event?
Yeah, so we got emails. Lawrence also received like an invitation that had a cool t-shirt.
Cool shirt.
And a cool invitation on it. The event itself essentially featured MGD with some dope free food. Obviously, I just go for the food most of the time, if you can't tell. They had this dope like curry, cauliflower, kind of tastes like a chicken wing, but no one liked it because it was cauliflower. I loved it. It was so dope. It's deep fried, all that good stuff. They had like mac and cheese. They had patties. They had a lot of good stuff, man. Yeah. Anyway, nice. It wasn't just the food, obviously. They also like showcased,
it was the beer too.
Oh yeah. MGD. Yo, I haven't had MGD in so long and I miss it now. And I don't drink. That says a lot. Yeah. But anyway, so they featured like the designs that Jeff Staple put out too. He himself was wearing this dope hoodie with zippers on the side. And then on the arm, it had the M for MGD and then the pigeon for his pigeons logo.
Yeah.
He had other pieces too, which were pretty dope. It's mostly plain stuff, nothing too crazy. You can find it at Exclusity. They drop June 20th, I think.
Sometime very soon.
Yeah, sometime soon.
Exclusively at Exclusity, by the way.
Yes.
Wow.
Only at Exclusity. North America, actually. Yeah. Only at Exclusity.
Yeah, pretty dope. Cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then when the Raptor game was on, they put the Raptor game on two screens. So
yeah, loud too.
It was like our own
little viewing party. It was
MGD
sick,
Jurassic
man.
Park
yeah.
type. And like the servers were dope. Like they made sure everyone had a beer in their hand or
water.
Yeah,
they were bringing beer and water over to us by the screens, bringing food over.
Wow.
And then in between commercials, the DJ would play music. Mm-hmm. And then halftime, we had our own halftime show.
Yeah. Jeff Staple was spinning.
Oh, yeah, that was dope. Cool. Nice. That was cool.
At halftime.
I never knew he spun.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah. And he's a cool guy too, man.
Super humble, man.
Yeah.
Really cool dude. Like when I went up to him, check your favorite comment on that photo that you posted. When I went up to him to ask for a signature on my shoes, he was like super chill. Like I walked up, like I've learned now that when you meet like a famous person or celebrity or whatever, or somebody you just want to like meet that doesn't know you, you can't just go and be like, "Hey man, can I get a picture? Hey man, can you sign this?" Like you want to talk to them, right? Like you want to be like, "Hey man, what's up? Big
treat
fan,
like
whatever."
Yeah,
like let them know, introduce yourself, like, "Hey, what's up? Like big fan," kind of thing. Luckily, he saw me earlier with the shoe. And he commented.
He pointed you out, though.
He commented during the panel. Yeah. He's like, "This guy brought my shoe with him," and I was like, "Fuck!" Now I look like an idiot. but yeah, like very cool, very chill, very humble. Was generous enough to sign the shoe.
Yeah.
Had a quick conversation about the shoes you were wearing. I was wearing What the Dunks. He's like, "Oh shit, you're wearing What the Dunks?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. I just need the gray pigeons. You know anybody?" and he was wearing the panda pigeons with black laces. Like, what kind of loser wears black? It comes with green. The green are so nice. And he wore black. I told him, I was like, "Bro, you're wearing the wrong laces." Maybe he didn't appreciate that. But yeah, super chill, super nice. Thank you to MGD. Thank you to Jeff Staple for being a really cool guy. And yeah, like Alvin said, that viewing party, the impromptu basically viewing party. Yeah. They told us the day before, like, "Guys, we're going to show the game.
Yeah,
please show up.
Yeah.
Like, don't go watch the game. Please come here." Bro, honestly, like, even from marketing wise, like, the amount of people who were snapping, posting pictures and photos, it was all that event.
It was all MGD, man.
That's what you want. Yeah. Like, it's better than them being in a bar and posting that they're watching the game. Like, you couldn't have asked for it anymore.
Beautiful.
It's a party. It's a beer. You want people to be partying. But yeah, Alvin posted a photo on Canada Got Soul of me handing a Sharpie to Jeff Staple. And he said, "Best comment."
Ooh.
Gets a shout out on True to Size. So we're going to say one. Alvin's going to pick his favorite right
there's a
now.
Lot.
There was quite a few good ones.
There's
the pressure
a lot
is
of good
on.
Ones.
I'll give you two. I'll let you have two choices.
So I got Chef Creasel.
Mm-hmm.
When you contemplate signing True to Size's biggest fan on the top of their dome. I like that one.
I should have done that. I should have gave him a friend of the show tattoo right then and there.
You should have. and then there was Grail Status 13. "I told all my friends that I would get you to sign them. Please don't make me look stupid."
That's also true. But yeah, thank you. Oh, is there one
sorry,
more?
I'm sorry,
there's a good one.
Heads ain't ready. Jeff, come on the pod.
Ooh.
For real, and then he smiled because he said yes, no?
Yes. I mean, no offense to Tim, but He was our second choice.
He's going to be here late. He's coming at 9 o'clock, so we got to wrap this up ASAP.
Yeah, Tim, we're going to cut the episode a little bit early. Thanks for coming. Play the music. Yeah, thanks once again, Jeff Staple, MGD. Let's go, Raptors.
That was crazy.
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Only a couple today.
Yeah.
But both of them come with an accent. You know what that means. So
from our
basically,
EEE
stands for like just European something. I don't know.
European English.
It seems like they're the
e-messages.
Only individuals who. Oh, what the heck? Sorry, I just checked my phone and they're dropping Raptors New Balances.
Oh my God. Those 990s. Though.
There's a 997 and a 990 in in Raptors colors. That's sorry, terrible. You just got a genuine reaction from Canada Got Soul
those
plus
are beautiful,
Tim.
Bro.
Damn, that's really cool.
I really wasn't trying to spend money on more shoes.
It's Raptors though, so it's okay.
Was I supposed to be leaving the game?
I know,
man. I'd be coming back.
Yeah, on the episode. Oh, sorry. Plus oh my god, balance, we forgot. We're gonna have to rewind back to previously in kicks. Did you guys didn't buy anything last week? Did you? Aside from,
I got a gift.
Raptor. Oh, you did get a Father's Day gift. That's right. Sorry, yeah. I completely skipped after the Jeff Staple thing. Okay. Go ahead.
So long story short, Lawrence and Joel helped Sasha pick a shoe.
Yeah, we did
for me.
Yeah.
Funny story is I saw the charge on the credit card.
Yeah, she showed us.
So I got hella like nervous. Kinda I was like, yo, in. I didn't order anything from Soulstop.
Oh, you thought there was like a fraud situation.
I thought it was a fraud thing. So that same day I called the credit card company. I was like, hey, I need you to check my credit card. I think something's wrong. Like,
yeah.
We got charged something from the store, but I didn't order anything and I don't think my wife would have. And then it clicked on after. I was like, oh shit, it's Father's Day.
Sorry, never mind. Fraud department, it's Father's Day.
Yeah. And then she was like, actually, sir, this was actually charged from the other credit card. I'm like, oh. Well, sorry about that. Thank you. Have a great day.
Call Sasha. What'd you buy me?
I did. I was like,
she showed us the text messages.
So what'd you buy? Yeah. So anyway, the package came in early. I couldn't open it till Father's Day. But it ended up being like a Herschel like wallet / money clip, which I needed a new one of because mine's hella stretched out.
Too much bread, too much plastic, bro.
A whole
lot of loaves of bread.
Oh my god. And then she got me a pair of 997 S's, which stand for sport. They're like a burgundy with like a dash of pink and some blue. They're cute, man. Like, I love them. Hella comfy. Like, I've always wanted that pair ever since Ronnie did his kind of collab.
Yeah.
And then you also have Calby just rocking and taking stupid sexy pictures of them. And Chris, too. So I'm like, I need that. And what got me was the midsole. So the midsole's really sexy.
Yeah.
I'll NDS it soon. I just, it has to be perfect.
It's a good fall shoe. Nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's dope. Burgundy. Yeah. No, I love it. And that. No, that's it.
That's it? Yeah, think about it. Okay.
That's it.
Tim, see, this is the wrong week because we're going to have a whole segment on about getting out of the sneaker game and Tim bought
shoes. Tim's about to, about to hop back in.
Way to ruin it, Tim. Way to ruin our whole thing. Tell us about the shoes you bought, Mr. I don't collect shoes anymore.
All right, so everybody knows about the Vans X Harry Potter collection.
Crazy.
You bought the whole collection?
It was close, man. It was real close.
If this was 10 years ago, whole collection would have been bought.
Yeah.
I straight up did the Harry Potter, like, which house are you?
Oh, did you?
Just to make sure, you know?
You had to make sure you're getting the right shoe.
Because, you know, the Slytherins were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pick those up.
Nice.
Did the test. I'm a Gryffindor. Still bought the Slytherins.
Damn, and then, you just made the sorting hat really sad, man.
And then those Hufflepuffs were calling me. And I don't have any slip-ons. My first pair of slip-ons.
That's a good justification.
Yeah. And then the Marauders maps were calling me. Oh, no. So now I have a second pair of slip-ons.
Oh, it was like that? Damn.
We need to alternate slip-ons in the summertime, no?
Shit.
Oh, and then y'all know that Pride Week is coming up.
Hey.
And that Be True collection.
Oh,
what'd you get from the Be True collection, bro?
Got those 720s.
Oh my god. What in the
Yo,
world?
Yo, he totally fucked up our whole show.
Why did we invite this? Fraud. Oh, I feel defrauded.
Let's just see how that segment goes.
First question. When was the last time you bought shoes?
5 minutes ago.
Just got that order confirmation, so I'm good.
He just got those New Balances. Yeah.
Anything else after those four or five pairs?
Nah, man, I'm good until December 14th.
Okay, until Bread 11s. Got it. Okay, start saving a toonie a day. Joel, anything last week to report?
Nada.
Nothing. Okay, no. Me as well. Sorry, now we're going to jump back into EEE. I'm not going to do the run through again. That's just lame. So like I said, only a couple for me this week. I think Alvin has one as well.
Yeah.
But first, from Brava, Kieran Knightley.
Hello, Brav.
Out of London. He says...
Australian from London.
Australian living in London. Crikey. He says, g'day, fellas. so bloody chuffed for you guys right now.
Chuffed.
That
chuffed.
Was it. Go Raptors. So I didn't know what chuffed meant.
Yo, can you E-E-E what chuffed
means? I did. I said, we don't know what chuffed means, but thank you, I think. And he said, it means excited.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
We're also chuffed.
Oh, I'm still chuffed right
I'm
now,
chuffing.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm chafing, everything. After yesterday standing there chuffing 14 hours.
You're chafing.
Chafing, bro. Chuffing. Shit. Chuffing, chasing, but still chasing another ring. And then, of course, we might have to just make this a segment. It's legal advice from Highbrow Sneakers.
I think that's a good segment.
That's a good one.
That's
man.
A good one.
It might just have to be a whole segment. We have to just call him. It's I'm like, what it. Time there now? Like 3 o'clock in the morning? That's fine. We'll wake him up.
Yeah.
He's my son. If I tell him to wake up, he has
yeah,
to wake
that's
up.
Fine. He'll listen.
He says, yo, dad, regarding Fun Guy, because we talked last week about how Brian E. got served the cease and desist.
Oh, yeah.
He said, 3 very short points. As if they're you've listened short, to this episode though. Before, you know it's yeah. not short. Look at how long it is. It's like I have to scroll. Short, I don't know. He says, 1, there would be no copyright in the phrase fun guy. That's too short. Okay, that was a short point.
Nice.
He was right.
Yeah.
He says, 2, it would be possible to register fun guy as a trademark. So he's basically just saying you guys are stupid for using the word copyright. For, say, shoes or clothing, but I checked the Canadian Trademark Registry and there doesn't look like anyone has.
Yo, he did some research.
He's doing research wow. for EEE.
Damn.
It's either a selfie from a mountaintop or research yeah, on the Canadian law yeah, site. Man. He says, if New Balance had, then it might be an infringement for Brian to print it on a t-shirt, but probably not if he adds a comma and it's obviously not misleading nice. Or confusing with the original.
Word guy.
3. Thank you. That was a good one. If Brian's t-shirts have his own logo on them and play off a well-known local saying, then I don't think there would be any passing off. That is, we would call it when you, that is what we would call it when you make your product look like that of another more well-known brand, for example. Huh. So basically, he's not passing off as somebody else. He's just true. Going off of a well-known phrase.
Yeah.
He says, all that said, as you say, it's pretty common for big companies to send threatening letters to small operations, whether or not they have a good case. As you also correctly said, ooh, thanks, man.
Nice.
We did something correct.
Correctly said.
Damn. He says, as you also correctly said. See, I just fucked up saying correctly.
Correctedly said.
Shit.
Correctedly. He says,
this can do damage to their own brands in the long run, regardless of the merits of their claims. Nobody likes a bully.
Facts.
Yeah.
Big facts.
Super
he also
facts.
Finishes it off with P.S. If you're my dad, you have a 3-year-old grandson too. Not a sneakerhead yet, though.
Ooh.
Then he's not my grandson.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hello, grandson.
I don't claim you.
Grandfather misses you.
Come to Grandpappy. And we've got one more EEE from Alvin. Someone yeah. wasn't confident enough to tell us as a group. That we fucked
no,
up.
It was
they
hung
to just tell. Oh, you it found
was,
it?
It was in the request.
Oh, the other. Okay, the other. Yeah, yeah.
This is from a good friend of the show, _ Jalen Gubatan.
Jeremy Lin?
AKA.
Jeremy Lin Gubatan?
Jalen.
Jalen.
You should check her out, man. She got. She,
oh, Jalen, as in.
Christian Gubatan's daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, not Jeremy Lin, the.
Not
Jeremy.
Not Jeremy Lin Gubatan.
Not J. Dot Lin.
No.
Jalen.
Jalen.
Okay.
Jalen. Jalen.
I'm actually more Jalen. Excited that it's not Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Jalen and Jay Lynn both did the same amount of work to get us a ring in the playoffs.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Hey, it was did the first
nothing.
Time, it was the first time an agent didn't contribute to a project.
Yeah.
Got rewarded for it. Shout out to Sexy Beast for that. Oh, no, was it Sexy Beast? No, it was my other dude. It was
I saw
Thomas.
That same thing, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was jokes. So it says, hey, CGS fam, just finished listening to episode 65. Of the pod and wanted to comment on having a sneaker dad.
Oh yeah, because her dad is a sneakerhead.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It's definitely interesting, and my 4 siblings and I have all been influenced in some way. On every trip to the States, we stop at the Nike outlet at Grove City. Uh-huh. Good Nike outlet. and we all head to our respective sections, and having 5 sneaker appreciative kids
damn.
Is expensive, even if we all know that the clearance first rule... True. clearance first rule. Fortunately, we're all nearing all the same size, which is dope.
Oh, cool.
So my brothers and my dad will be the same size, and my mom, my sisters, and I will be the same size.
Yeah.
Great episode. Looking forward to the next.
Thanks.
Dope. Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
I hope you know, Jalen, that he's going for himself. It's not for you guys.
He tells you guys to go to the clearance.
He just wants his own personal space. It's like a therapeutic thing. He just wants you guys out of his hair.
Yeah.
He has 5 kids?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah. And he still has money for shoes?
He hustles, man.
Jeez. Good for that family. Good for the Gubitens and the Lins. Shout out to the Lins.
Shout out to Jeremy Lin, too.
Shout out to everybody.
With that dope jersey.
That jersey was really cool.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah. I don't want it, but it was cool.
I want it. It's cool.
Next up, newish segment on the show. Thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we are allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. And of course, that'll be the last one. No middle thumbs.
No middle thumbs.
Yeah, pick a side. Because it's the last basketball episode, probably. It's going to be a basketball topic.
Yeah.
And this one is just pretty plain and simple. Chris Bosh. Alvin.
Down.
Okay. Thumbs up for Tim. Poop, thumbs down for Joel, thumbs down for me too. Next up, NSR. You guys love that, huh?
Because I can't say anything.
I don't want to say anything. If someone wants to hear our explanation, then we could, but no one cares at all.
Fine. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a lot of perspective on the episodes that no one cares to hear a follow up. We could just run through everything with like just thumbs up, thumbs down.
And sound effects.
And sound. I think that's why they're here, is for the soundboard.
Obviously.
It's just the talking in between is just fluff. They're just here for the sounds.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't even have a sound queued up. I don't even have a poop sound. Just nothing. Anyways, I was going to do it, but no, you guys can wait for another sound. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something currently completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week's topic is coming from the one and only. There is not one other of him. Joel Hernandez. Okay. What do you got for us?
All right. So during the Raptors championship parade, is it John Torrey?
Yes.
Yeah. John Torrey gave Kawhi Leonard the key to the city.
Yes.
Now I was stumped. Because I don't know what a key to the city is. Do you guys know
what
a key to the city is?
Well, I think the philosophical meaning of it, or the not literal meaning of it, is open. It opens every door to the city. Like, the city is yours. Like, it's the highest honor. It's a very, like, not real thing. And I think it was technically for the Raptors, but of course he asked Kawhi to come up. Okay. Smart guy.
Yeah. Smart guy.
But what do you guys... How do you feel about the key to the city?
So I see it as a symbolic gesture.
Symbolic.
To say
good word,
that
yes.
True.
You have access to the city.
Anything you want. He did call him family. So
Yeah.
He's really trying hard to keep
it. He's trying hard. Everybody is lobbed.
Shout out to John Torrey.
The Prime Minister of Canada showed up to the parade.
Yeah.
Like, they want Kawhi to stay.
For real.
And Kawhi didn't even know who he was, bro. Like, anyways, that was very loud. I apologize for everybody listening right now. Hopefully that doesn't come off as loud as it was. Promos. Only the one and only thing that matters right now. It's about a month away. It's about 5 weeks away. Shoe Haul, Two Haul, the second one, is coming up July 27th. So if you haven't heard yet, get on it. So on Instagram, we have a couple of more detailed posts, but essentially it's July 27th at Exclusity on 552 Queen Street West, the whole second floor. We're going to take it over. We are doing a merch drop. Yep. From 11 to 4. You're not going to want to miss it because we just did some more orders today and this shit is fucking crazy, man. Like, crazy. I am excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
Flame.
A bunch of brand new merch. Maybe something to celebrate some occasions. Maybe something that just happened last week.
Oh.
Some light, though. Oh, like, some light. Really it's crazy whatever. Happened.
If you can come, you can come.
Did the Leafs play?
The Leafs. It's a whole blue and white collection.
Ooh.
The Leafs, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Down.
Thumbs down.
Time.
Sorry, Leafs, friend of the show. But you guys suck.
Sorry.
A bunch of cool merch from 11 to 4. Come by. Good vibes. We're going to be serving some ice cream from Churnt Up.
Shout out to Churnt
Up. The good friends at Churnt Up are going to be churning up some ice cream. We're going to have good tunes. Just good vibes. I mean, like last year was sick vibes. Yeah. And then from 4 to 5, we're going to set up and we're going to have a panel discussion. It's called the Sneaker Spectrum Panel Discussion featuring us, duh. Trent from Exclusity, the owner, operator, CEO, originator of Exclusity. So he will be the retail side of the spectrum. Uh-huh. We'll have us being the culture side of this middle of the spectrum. And then good old friend Tong, Net Magnetism, will be the aftermarket side of the spectrum. It's going to be super cool talks. Big Philly at Soul Purpose is going to be moderating slash hosting it for us. It's going to be cool to have someone else hosting for us, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty neat.
Be fun.
But yeah, and then there will be more, but we're not going to tell you yet. Just book the day off. Yes, the whole day. Mm-hmm. Come by. Even if you don't want to spend any money, you know, the Raptors merch is taxing on a lot of us.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's been rough, and there's more to come. What? But yeah, you're going to want to be there, even just to come and hang out. Mm-hmm. Please come by. Yes. That's the only promo you're going to hear for the next 5 weeks, by the way. So get used to it. So we have a guest today. Did you guys hear?
No.
He's here.
The brown sugar?
Oh, I thought it was Joel, but okay.
I like that brown sugar name.
Because I want some of your brown sugar.
Damn. CGS After Dark started early.
That's what Timothy does to people.
He brought the darkness. are going to roll past all that right now. And we are going to play everyone's favorite game show featured in a podcast that records on Tuesday nights. 21 questions. Timothy, you know the rules of the game.
I sure do.
You know how it works. You've been preparing this for this moment your whole life.
65 episodes deep.
60. Yo. Yeah, I guess technically, yeah. Nice. Are you ready? Yeah. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Middle thumb. I agree. Question number one. Favorite pair in your collection? He wasn't ready. Is he?
I'm going to go with Cool Gray Force.
Ooh. They come back out this year. Did you see that?
Yeah. Don't care. I got the originals.
You care.
He's going to buy that for a soul spot.
Yeah. Number two, Air or Boost?
Air.
Number three, LeBron or Kobe?
LeBron.
Number four, is Kawhi staying?
No.
That's incorrect. Number five, laces tied in a bow or hanging loose?
Tied
in a bow. Number six, how many pairs in your collection now?
Oh, it used to be 250. I'm going to say
61.
I'm going to say 60.
60. Wow. Oh, my God.
Is that including that 5%?
65 now. 65 now. Yeah. Number seven, original boxes or drop fronts?
Original boxes.
Number eight, what is the world's largest ocean?
Oh. Pacific.
Correct.
Ooh, nice. Timbo.
You saw it on my screen, huh?
Yeah.
Number nine, Jason Mark or Kret Protect?
Neither.
Okay.
Ooh.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit?
I don't clean my sneakers.
Okay, got it. Number 10, favorite color on a shoe?
Red.
Number 11, pineapple on pizza?
Yes.
Number 12, would you rather go half a size up or half a size down? Did you say up or did you burp?
Up.
Okay.
Both?
Number 13, comfiest shoe you own?
Lunar ones.
Number 14, Foot Locker or Champs?
Foot Locker.
Number 15, what was the final score of Game 6 of the NBA Finals?
The Raptors won.
You're not wrong.
Good answer.
Number 16, spell macchiato.
Oh, man. M-A-C-H-I-A-T-T-O.
There is two C's in macchiato.
Yeah, it hasn't worked at Starbucks in a minute, though.
Number 17, what are the ingredients to make an iced caramel macchiato?
Espresso. Milk. Caramel syrup, vanilla syrup, and that's it.
Ice. You forgot ice. Number 18.
Sorry, the order was no ice.
No ice in the ice cream macchiato.
Shaken.
Number 18. Best performance basketball sneaker.
That I own, LeBron 15.
That's a good one. Number 19. What is your number one grail?
OG black and red 12s.
Ooh, like 1997 flu games.
Yeah, yeah. I had a pair. And friend of the show, Brian Chalmers.
Ooh.
I gave them to him for a birthday present.
Oh, wow. I remember that. Yeah, you're a good youth, bro.
Damn, OG box.
I would never do that.
Nice.
Number 20. Would you rather receive your top grail or three pairs from your top 10, not including the number one?
I go top.
Top number one?
Yeah.
Which would be the bread 12s.
Yeah.
Black and red 12s for everybody. Sorry, Sean Collar.
Flu games.
Number 21. Who was Canada's first prime minister?
Oh, John A. Macdonald.
Correct.
Nice.
Formerly featured on the $10 bill.
Oh.
That should have been question 21.2.
21.2.
So just a little quick before we get into the main discussion. For those of you who don't know Timothy over here, sitting in front of me. He is full-time teacher.
Let's say.
Correct. We'll call that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to call it? What would you call it? Teacher or?
I facilitate a program that teaches youth with disabilities how to re-enter the workforce.
Cool.
Cool.
That's better than teacher. Yeah. But part-time, I have NBA official, but I'm just going to say official. I don't want to flex too hard on them.
I'm working on it.
Part-time official for basketball. So as you can see, that's why there's been so much basketball content. For that reason and that reason only, yeah, there's been that much basketball content. So obviously, officiating has been a big focus, this NBA playoffs. The whole year, it always is. So just from an official, really quickly, how do you think it was? Like, give it a grade. Like an A-, whatever. Give us a grade for the NBA officiating for the playoffs. We'll just say for the playoffs.
Okay. I think the playoffs in general, they did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably say a B+ to A-.
That's not bad.
For the finals, game 3 was probably the toughest game that I've seen for officiating. Mm-hmm. They made a few mistakes that I'm sure they all wanted back. But games 5, game 6... those were really well-officiated games, and I think things were missed, of course, because they always will be.
Happens, yeah.
But I think it was consistent enough to say that no team was disadvantaged.
Favored, yeah. So do you think sometimes there is someone who's favored, and why is that if you think there is somebody who's favored? Or is it like a momentum thing? Like, what is it?
Okay, so not to get too much into...
No, please get,
into, get
okay.
into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So
we don't have a time. Like, Jeff Staples not coming. It was a joke.
Oh man,
it was a joke.
Thought I was off the hook.
No, it was a joke.
Trying to get a signed pair from Jeff Staples. Actually, so to get a bit into it, officials in general do a lot of prep work. So whether you're an NBA official or an OCAA official in Ontario. Before every game, you know who the teams are, you know who their best players are,
interesting,
you know how they like to play, and that really plays a role in how you officiate the game. So if, for example, you have a team like the Warriors who like to run and gun, the likelihood of you having to officiate low post play is not going to be your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to be thinking about transition stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to be thinking about protecting shooters. So that's what you pregame.
Mm-hmm.
The Raptors are a lot more versatile, so you don't really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So then when the game actually comes, then you have to see how the teams are actually responding to your whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you see that at the beginning of the game, things are they have a lot more flow.
Yeah.
In general, there's a lot more physicality at the beginning of a game because officials are really trying to understand how are players responding to what we're letting happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's going to be a whistle on every play if you wanted to call everything.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what really good officials do is they are good at gauging, are the teams doing well with the level of contact? Mm-hmm. Do we need to add more whistles? Mm-hmm. Can we take away whistles?
Yeah.
Because that's our goal. We don't want to
interrupt
the
game,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could have a game that has out of bounds whistles only,
yeah,
that's a game I really want to officiate.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's never going to happen, mm-hmm. but that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Nice.
So you said that there were some issues, notably in game three. What do you think the issues specifically were?
I mean, I think there were two or three missed goaltending calls.
Yeah. The one with Klay Thompson through the basket would be one of them, right?
Was that
in game three?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ibaka had one or two.
Yep.
And again, in the scheme of things, things balance out. Mm-hmm. But those are things that officials really don't want to have in their games. Mm-hmm. Just because it elevates the level of frustration for teams. Mm-hmm. So those are things that they really see. Mm-hmm. And there's not a judgment that needs to be made on those plays.
Those are very
because it's
black
cut
and
dry,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Relative to like a foul where, you know, if I got a little slap on Alvin there, mm-hmm. did it affect the play? Probably not.
Let
teams are okay
yeah.
with playing through that. The goaltending is not one of those things. Mm-hmm. And a similar thing to a backcourt violation, which happened in that game mm-hmm. that was missed.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, again, that's the rule book. So if teams see that officials aren't paying attention to those things, mm-hmm. that's when they start chirping and mm-hmm. getting more about the officiating relative to talking about the game.
Mm-hmm.
As we're talking about this, I'm thinking like we could literally do a whole episode on this because I have so many questions.
Just keep asking.
But like,
has these questions.
So like, yeah. so you said, like players will start to get testy, like especially if the whistle's not going their way or refs are missing obvious things, they'll get teed up. After this whole tee up thing, teams will go on runs. The whistle seems to start going their way. Is that like? Do you think technical fouls actually help the team that got teed up? Like, is it an agreement between the player and the ref where he's like, this is how mad I am, you're gonna tee me up, but just so you know, this is how mad I was, and then going forward, does it sort of correct itself? Or
okay, so again, like the NBA game is so different from every other 100%, game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a lot more knowledge on this than we would,
of course,
so.
Of course. So you know, I think officials are human, mm-hmm. of course. So if, for example, I know that I missed something and then a player or coach steps out of line, I give them a little longer of a leash, we call it, to voice their opinion, mm-hmm. to tell
because
me,
you know,
I made a mistake. Yeah. And great or really good officials will come up to you and say, you know what? I missed that. Mm-hmm. That was my mistake.
What about, makeup calls while you're on it?
We can get to
that.
Yeah. That's not something that we teach.
But do you think it happens?
I mean, it's really hard to say. So
true. Yeah.
What I do want to say about it is that because we're human, it's not like we forget that mm-hmm. those things happen.
Yep.
So if a guy flies off the handle for a mistake I made, it's really tough for me to penalize him.
Mm-hmm.
If I do have to go there to a technical foul, then I am thinking about, okay, I don't want that situation to happen again.
Yeah.
Because the next technical foul, that person's out.
Yeah.
So I really want to get those things right. So when that person is around the court, I'm aware of where they are because we've had that interaction. So I won't say that makeup calls happen, mm-hmm. but I will say my attention is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more likely to catch things that I otherwise wouldn't.
Interesting. So you think that in the long run, it does work out in the player's favor sometimes to get teed up, because you can tell sometimes it's very intentional. Like the coach will be sprinting on the floor to midcourt, like they want to get teed up. They want the moment, like they want something to happen to switch the tide.
Now, those ones I feel are a bit different because
yeah.
officials are aware of those things,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I know now that a coach is not really upset about the one mistake that I made.
Yeah
I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I have 100 calls to make in a game.
Mm-hmm.
If I make 10 mistakes, that's 90%,
yeah.
I'm getting into college with that.
Yeah.
You know
true.
What I mean?
Fact.
Every other area of our lives, 90% is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In basketball, that's the one where
yeah.
people have a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if a coach flies off on something like that, I'm going to give him a nice,
yeah,
quick one.
Like a lowercase? Like a,
yeah, yeah.
Like a little tiny baby one? You're
not
the big emphatic T?
Yeah. Because everybody knows this guy's being an idiot
mm-hmm.
or this girl's being an idiot.
And they know as well that they're being an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. So those ones don't really change mm-hmm. my mind a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might
chill out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I might lend an ear to them a bit closer
mm-hmm.
because, again, I don't want that stuff in my game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We want something as smooth as possible. So if we have somebody acting out of control, we have to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I might lend them an ear, but it definitely won't change
the way
that
officiate.
I see it versus the situation with a player. You know, if
yeah,
that
yeah.
person gets hit in the head and I miss it,
yeah,
I got to hear him.
Mm-hmm. 100%,
yeah.
So you think most of that is probably just, I guess it's on us, it's the fans. who create that momentum ourselves. Then someone gets teed up and we're like, all right, let's go. That's our rally cry now. Now we're going to win because Nick Nurse got teed up and the boys are going to fight for Nick Nurse. That's all us. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the official being like, all right, time to switch the whistle. Yeah.
And that's the thing about TV, right? Like, Nick Nurse is going off with the faces.
Yeah.
We've all seen the face.
Yeah.
But that camera has zoomed.
Yeah.
If I'm an official, dude, I'm on the other side of the court.
Yeah.
I don't care what Nick Nurse is doing.
Yeah.
So are you, like, I mean, you can't speak for the officials on TV or on the NBA, obviously, but on almost every play, there's barking at the ref. There's on almost every play, the coach is in the ref's ear as they stand on the sideline. Are you actually listening sometimes, or is it you're just so focused in that they're just white noise behind you? Because they're going to talk on every single play.
Yeah. For sure.
And you never make the right call. Just, you never have made the right call.
Never. And there's stuff that they're talking about that happened 3 or 4 plays ago.
Yeah.
Dude, I've got Kevin Durant, like, getting held on screens.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I've got Kawhi Leonard creating a ton of contact. Mm. I've got to figure out what's legal, what's illegal. I don't have time to listen to what you have to say. Mm-hmm. On a dead ball, I have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, and if I do have something to say, my whistle's not coming out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. You know what? I hear you, coach. Yeah. And I keep going.
Sick. So I've only a couple more, because like I said, we could go all freaking night.
Do your
like,
thing, Lawrence. I'm listening.
Got a lot. Yeah, I got a lot. I didn't even write any of this down. This is just like top of the as like it comes up.
Tim's
like,
ready. I warned him about this already.
Super so cool ready. To think about. So it's been a huge narrative as of late, but I guess last 5 to 7 years, how much the game has changed. 3-point shooting, hand checking is like impossible. Like, if you look back to old videos, like, people were getting mugged and no calls were being made. Like, people were getting punched in the face and it was just a technical foul play on. Like, let's go. Yeah. So obviously the game has changed. What do you think has changed the most? Like, how long have you been officiating? Have you even noticed the change, or is it just this is all you've known?
So I'll give you one really massive one that many of the listeners probably don't know. The traveling violation has changed.
Oh my God.
Okay. So really quick, what do you think a traveling violation is? What constitutes a traveling violation?
It's anything over two steps after you gather.
Yeah, my understanding is there's a gather step now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's one, two, and then pivot foot on this that foot. What? So you can,
Yeah, okay.
Stop. Oh, no. Look at his face.
You don't like it, travel?
Am I about to do 3-step backs?
Yo, Thursday's going to be so different now.
I'm about to kill it now. No, my boy Tim
got the rules on your side, man.
Bring it to him every Thursday.
I'm bringing a book with me every single time.
So Lawrence hits on two important things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is when has a player picked up the basketball? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the James Harden that we all complain about.
The double, triple step back thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Really frustrating.
Yeah.
Impossible to guard if it's not called correctly. Mm-hmm. James Harden dribbles the basketball. He lets go of the basketball, mm-hmm. takes steps,
then
picks
grabs
up the basketball,
oh
takes
my
steps.
Gosh.
Once he lets go of the basketball, he can take as many steps as he wants to.
True.
He can pick it up. And then he can plant a pivot, put down his other foot, release his pivot, but he just can't put that pivot back down.
Mm.
So the traveling rule is about the pivot foot, number one. So we don't really think about steps anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that 2-step that we used to think about when we played,
that's not
what it is anymore.
You can pick up that other foot and put it back down in front again. You just can't lift that other foot.
Yeah. So the other thing we have to think about now is the gather.
Mm-hmm.
So when a player picks up a dribble or catches a ball, the first foot that's on the ground is not the pivot foot.
Okay.
They call this the gather or the 0-step.
Okay.
Okay. The next foot, that's the pivot.
First pivot.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So thinking about that, the player can take another step.
Yeah.
And they just can't put that pivot back down once they pick it up.
Yeah.
So you're technically on step 3.
Oh.
Okay, I understand. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that changes the game, right?
Yeah.
So it's not steps. It's when is our pivot calculated? When does the referee pick up a pivot foot? Mm-hmm. And then when do you pick that pivot foot up?
So you can pick up the ball before the 0-step too then. And then you have pick up ball, 0-step, 1-2, pivot. Third foot, then once you pick up the second foot, then you jump and you're fine. That's, bro, you're half the court.
100%.
That's crazy.
If you're Durant, you're dunking already, bro.
Damn, and so this is what we were running into with Giannis. Mm-hmm. And Giannis traveled. He traveled tons a lot. Of times,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they called some of them. But this is that gather. Mm. So the gather also applies on picking up a dribble.
Yeah.
So you've got a live dribble. You're doing everything correctly. Mm-hmm. You make a move. Then you pick up the ball. You've got three.
Oh, my God, wow. Bro. I'm going to practice my layups so different now.
Damn.
I don't even know, fam. Euro
well,
step.
Shit.
Euro.
So,
Euro step. Yeah.
It's a big Euro now.
Yeah.
So just really quickly then, I guess, to end off the NBA officiating, or just the officiating in general, because you're not quite there. One step away.
Not yet.
One step away from being one step away.
Man, just call me Bruno Caboclo.
Yeah, I was going
to. Thank you. I ain't getting there, baby.
Timmy is getting all my references today. This is great. So what do you think needs to change going forward? Okay. They've instituted the instant replay, which I personally think needs to be adjusted even more. Like if there's goaltending and that kind of thing's happening, not in the last 2 minutes. Like, still review that shit. If it's up for debate, just check it real quick. It doesn't take a lot of time to check a goaltending. Mm-hmm. And we could definitely get into that whole 2 minute review thing, last 2 minute report, because that thing is bullshit.
Agreed.
But what do you think needs to change going forward? Like, what can help the game moving forward from now?
So, one thing that I think is going really well, and if you guys are cool, this is an exercise that I do with a lot of people when I talk about officiating. Mm-hmm. All right. So, listeners, if you want to.
Yes. Partake.
If you're in public, maybe not. Close your eyes.
Ooh, it's getting dark.
All right. It was already dark in here before, and now it's even darker.
I want you to picture, not an NBA official, I want you to picture what a basketball official looks like to you. Okay. So if you played in high school, if you have a kid that's playing now, what does that basketball official look like to you, in terms of their physical appearance? You guys can answer those questions now.
Go ahead, Alvin.
I can't remember the last time. Oh, wait, no. Usually, well, when we played, it was younger cats, like young dudes, probably our age.
Okay.
Officiating.
I see like an older black guy with like, kind of like Tony Brothers, but with hair, and like a mustache.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a black mustache.
Okay. Is that person overweight?
A little bit, but not more overweight than I am. So no.
Okay. Is that person particularly fast?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm not fast, so he can't be.
And they're probably older than the people that they're refereeing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's older than me. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you can open your eyes now.
Joel doesn't get to say who he's imagining. I guess mine was good enough.
Like that time that Tim did officiate Jomar's game.
Oh, Jomar definitely won that game.
We actually lost.
Oh, like, man.
And like Jomar, I think he fouled out.
Yeah, he did foul. There was a foul. There was a foul that Jomar did. Tim called it, and he was like, sorry. I laughed. So funny. But yeah, like you were saying, it's predominantly old, overweight, older men, like officiating.
Right.
Like that I've noticed throughout like OBA and, you know, all the other
Okay.
Games.
And that's the common image that when I canvas, that's what I hear is old, white man, not in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the one thing that I think not just the NBA, but international officiating in general is doing really well. They're getting women into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because women are playing basketball more.
Yeah.
And they now have officials that reflect who they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a people of color now,
mm-hmm.
relative to what it used to be. And now at the higher levels, people are in shape. And if you're not in shape, you're not going to get to the higher levels because the idea is to change the image of the official. So if you look at the NBA, all of those young guys, they're jacked.
Yeah, that's true.
All of the new young female officials, they're quick.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They can get up and down the floor with the players, and that's where officiating is going, which I really love.
That's good. That's good.
The thing with instant replay, and again, that's something that we can talk about a lot, is when you're talking about the NBA game, it's an entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sport.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing with instant replay, it's just making the game longer and you know, fans get agitated. So when you make a mistake and you don't go and fix it, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake, they see it on instant replay.
Yeah.
And now they have more to say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what do we actually want? We want a game with flow. So yeah. I think with technology coming into the game, and it's not just basketball, it's all the major sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Technology is really putting us in a place that we've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause every fan, like my dad doesn't know anything about basketball. This guy has played football and hockey his whole life. Mm. But he has an opinion on an official's ability to referee a game because he gets the benefit of instant replay.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a tough situation, but you know, they've got good people on it. So
yeah.
Sweet.
That's cool.
That was a good mini discussion. I like that.
Yeah, man.
We could probably do this, like I said, for a whole episode.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 more questions.
A new basketball podcast.
But yeah, that'll be a whole segment. Yeah. Tim on officiating. This week in nice. Tim on officiating.
Don't get me started on the carrying Tim. Violation.
Oh, carrying. Oh, man. What carrying violation? That's a better question.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, stepping out of the game, apparently, before we started this episode. stepping out of the game. So, actually, I think it was in your EEE, the selfie EEE. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. You mentioned that you're not as in tune with the game anymore. You did step away comparatively to where you were in the past. So just so we have a quick background before we get in some questions, because to me, that sounds like a foreign concept. Like, I don't know. I couldn't imagine. This is our life. Like, this is a real actual job. Actual job that we're doing right now, actually.
Yeah.
not you too.
Not a job.
It feels like a job. It's a job. It feels like a good job.
Yeah.
It's a job. Anyways, so what would you say your status, not like status, like you were a king, but what was your status in the sneaker game? Like at its peak, like what did it look like? Give us a snapshot.
I would say enthusiast.
Just enthusiast? 250 pairs, as mentioned before.
That's a lot.
Does not sound like enthusiast.
Yeah, I mean, working at Foot Locker, you have access.
Yeah.
So, you know, every new pair, I had either a discount on it or I had my first dibs.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, I think 09 Space Jams was the first time things really
kicked it off. Right?
Yeah.
I had my pair secured like, a month before that.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have to deal with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fast forward to now, tried to get a pair of Concords. I don't know what a raffle is. What is a raffle? Like, I have to work to get a chance.
Yeah,
I still have to pay for these things.
Yeah.
So that was a new concept for me. But back then it was way easier. I think all the other old heads that have been on the pod, they've mentioned this too, like the pre-order system. Mm-hmm. Those are the good old days.
Yeah.
You know, like I had a pair of, I still have a pair of, 2010 True Blue 3s that were the international only release?
I think it was 09.
Was that 09 as well?
Yeah.
We have stupid fucking information in our brain.
Yeah.
That's just a side note, though.
Yeah.
like, why do we know 09, that?
Because it was only Canada.
It was 09. Yeah.
That was pre-order pair, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 2011 White Cement 3s.
Yeah.
Like I got three pairs of those. Like just hey man, and on discount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$150.
Mm-hmm.
How much are we paying for retros now?
Three. If that.
$255 plus tax.
Yeah.
$288.
Yeah.
$299 if it's $265.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was in the game, it was really just do you want this? Okay.
Sure. It was a lot less of a thought. Whoa. Before.
Yeah.
So how often were you buying pairs then? You said three pairs of White Cement 3s, and that kind of perked my ears up a little bit. You said enthusiast, so that sounds like a lot of enthusiasm. Three pairs of White Cement 3s.
Oh, man. You know, on a 50, it was not rare for me to go home with 6 to 7 pairs.
The good old days.
Those Christmas releases, man. I remember, like, the Galaxy, the first Galaxy pairs was the LeBron 9 from Houston.
Pre-order.
Pre-order pair. Kobe 7, pre-order. The Rice High Schools released at the same time. Mm. Got those too. So it was, there were times where it was pretty, pretty rough. Okay.
So we're just going to upgrade it from enthusiast because that was an inaccurate rating on your part. He rated it a poop when it was actually a whoop-de-whoop. Yeah. Let's say that. Just for anyone who didn't understand, like so when someone was like, put it in true to size terms, that's true to size terms for what you just said. So what made you decide to step away? Like, as much as you said you're still in it a little bit, clearly not to the same. Well, I mean, this past week, I guess, is hopefully an exception. Or this whole segment is just ruined. But what made you step away from the game?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved sneakers. We all know what it looks like. If you see a fresh pair in the store, it's like, oh my gosh, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess y'all don't know what is that is because you know what everything is. But yeah, there was just a time in grad school where I felt like, you know, I had to change my priorities a little bit. You know, I couldn't afford to do both, living in the city and affording sneakers was not what I could do, but I use sneakers to help me live in the city. So, when I sold in like a matter of 3 to 4 months, I sold like 150 pairs.
Wow.
And I paid my rent for a little while.
So what would you say your current status would be now then? Like aside, we're going to take this week out of it. Like we've said many times, this week does not count. Mm-hmm. On a typical week or typically, what does it look like?
Let's go with year.
Year now.
I'd probably say 10 or less.
10 or less a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've already reached half your quota in the last week.
Yeah, December 14th.
December 14th, yeah.
And I'll also say that the types of sneakers have changed. So before it used to be Jordans and Nike basketball. Now it's Vans and Nike running.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So
how many pairs did you say you're at now?
What do you say, 65?
65-ish, yeah. That you're going to go with that, yeah.
Alvin, I've got some size 11 New Balance that have your name on them, by the way.
Let me know.
Blue denim 998s.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
this guy's using the show.
I know.
To sell shoes.
Bro, my bank
first,
account.
He comes on fraudulently saying he's not in the game anymore after he just bought 5 pairs in the last week.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to sell
shoes.
He's got
to get rid of 5 pairs to make
up. He's trying to use this as a platform to sell shoes. Hey, Alvin, by the way, if you're listening or anybody else is listening, I've got shoes for sale.
Yo, my bank account looks like Krispy Kreme, dog. Straight donuts in there, bro.
Zero. Damn. You know what Krispy Kremes are made out of? Bread. So do you keep up with new releases still? Or like you said, you walk into stores and say, what's that? And we don't really, I don't even know what that's like, to be honest. Like it's like we said, like we've talked about it so many times. We know what's coming out December 14th, man. What day is it? Fucking May, June? Yeah. I don't know what day it is, but like it's far away and we know what's coming out. Like that's our life right now. Do you keep up with it or?
I have to blame you guys. just listening to the pod because, you know, I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It puts me on to stuff that I otherwise wouldn't be thinking about. Like, I remember back to the Marvel Vans collection. Ooh. I didn't know about that until I listened to the pod and you guys were really stoked about it. So I looked into it and yes, I picked up a pair.
Spent half your yearly quota last year on it. So you said you moved about 150 pairs, which just in itself is extremely impressive.
That's crazy.
But like, how did you go about it? Was it a Kijiji thing? Like, what was this way of moving so many shoes? So you went minus 150 and Alvin went plus 150.
I wish. No.
Honestly, it started that way because I was really looking at how much I could make. You know, like, not that this pair matters, but I remember like 2011 Concords, DS pairs. And I was like, man, I could probably get a good amount of money for those. And then I did the Kijiji Craigslist thing, and I hated it.
Yeah.
It was such a hassle.
Like lowball after lowball.
Yeah.
Lowball, no shows.
Yeah.
You know, dudes texting 10 minutes before and then not showing up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't deal with it. So then I just went to friends. Mm. And I obviously wasn't going to make anything on my friends. Mm. So, you know, I ended up selling Alvin stuff and Chevy stuff and Jericho.
Oh my god!
Yeah, damn. Like the old I had 13 pairs of foams. I sold them to those guys for like $100-$125.
Damn. Just dirt cheap.
What do you guys need?
Yeah,
Jerry, you need an all back pair of foams.
Yeah,
foam ones like.
Wow!
Dope pair, $125. I got you. Yeah. It's just it was better that way. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted them out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was just like, these are gonna go to people that are gonna use them, care for them, and like you know, heat to my friends. That's cool to me. So,
So you said like just now, like you just wanted them out. So I was gonna ask like how the process was like emotionally for you. Did you kind of just have to like separate yourself from it? Because obviously, I mean, anyone listening and all of us at the table. You get emotionally attached to this shit. Like, it's a piece of rubber and mesh, but, like, shit can mean a lot to you. Like, was it an emotional thing, or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because, like, we all talk about when you buy a pair, what that means to you. Mm-hmm. You remember what you were doing at that time.
You were wearing. You know, what you were. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you wore them for special occasions, mm-hmm. And you remember those things. So when it's time to let go, it's tough. And you start with, like, the weaker pairs for sure.
There's the tears.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I remember, I had like 8 pairs of Roshis. 6 of those were gone in one sale. Cause I was just like, dude, I don't care about these. They're gone.
Yeah.
I do have 1 pair of Squad Blues left.
OG.
Yeah. Size 10.
Still trying to move.
Is it almost time for Jeff Staple?
Nike Talk mods are about to ban me right now.
About to be muted for 24 hours.
So it was tough, but you do the tier thing, and then you remember why you're doing it, and it's easier when you sell them to friends.
Yeah.
So kind of a follow up, because you like you said. It's an emotional thing for a lot of us. It's very personal. Why did you choose shoes as like, I guess as DeMar would put it, the sacrificial lamb of things to help fund like the future or to fund grad school or to fund rent? Like other than being obviously the most lucrative, I know for a lot of us, it's shoes are going to be there and you find another way. Like I'll meal prep. I'll do this. I'll walk here instead of taking an Uber. Like there's other ways to cut money. Why did you choose shoes?
Honestly, I think I kind of felt like they were weighing me down a bit. So I was trying to be mobile, moving to the city, and I couldn't bring that stuff with me. Like I remember when I finally made the move, I think I had 5 pairs of sneakers.
Damn,
that's it. Out of the 50 at the time. And those are tough decisions to make, but it's something you have to do when you're in a 1 bedroom.
Yeah,
that your girlfriend's taking up most of the space.
Ooh, so. That's the kicker. There it is. Did she have any part in this, or was this just a you decision?
I think it was mostly me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure she didn't complain.
No,
but it was a you decision. How long were you into shoes before this all went down? Because we'll still consider you into shoes, but what was the time frame like before that?
08 August was when I got my first job at Foot Locker, and that was when the packs came out.
Yeah,
Jordan packs.
Yeah.
So my first countdown pack, 716s.
Ooh.
Oh, nice!
Shouts to Goose Bear
for
hooking that up. Nice. But that's when it started.
Damn! Do you still have that pack?
No, I sold them. Sold the 7s to somebody and the 16s to Brian.
Brian Chalmer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Do you miss it ever at all? Or you're just shaking your head. You don't even want to say it.
Yeah, definitely.
Holding back tears a little bit.
Like. I mean, I think that's why.
Play binge, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sometimes, yeah.
Him on the pod. He's like, I need content.
Yeah, you get those waves, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You get something that's just like, man, that's cool. I got it. And then you go on droughts for months after that. So
what do you miss the most? Like, is it the events? Is it just the actual buying? Because even the actual buying of a pair of shoes can be very therapeutic or even ritualistic for a lot of people. Like, for me, it's like you prepare. You're excited the day before you're about to go buy a shoe. It's like, it's happening tomorrow. Like you're excited about it. Is it the people? Like, what do you miss the most?
I do that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So, like, with those 720s, man, when I was like thinking about it, went into the tech, watched all the YouTube videos, mm-hmm. read the entire Nike Talk thread. So it's still that ritual that we do because you're never gonna lose it.
Yeah.
But I miss the tech. I miss the tech conversation.
That was your favorite.
Yeah, because we used to do that a lot in the shop. Mm-hmm. We all played basketball, so we would talk about
definitely basketball because that's like the glory years for basketball right there, like early teens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Zoom versus Air, mm-hmm. and then uncaged Zoom versus mm-hmm. cage Zoom. And now foam, because like when Kobe's came through, Kobe's were like that first foam shoe that people really took to.
Yeah.
So then it was foam versus Zoom. And then, you know, the playoff LeBron 9s, it's double stack Zoom, mm-hmm. Like all of that stuff, articulated Zoom. And like, I could go on.
Yeah.
Those are the conversations.
You can go on. You could go on.
Like really, yeah.
This is about shoes, so it's fine. You're not boring anybody, believe me. So that's the, do you ever get like the itch? Like, you know, I'm sure we all get like, yo, I haven't bought shoes in like 3 days. Like, I need to buy something. Like, do you still get that itch where you need to buy stuff or?
I think that's where Vans help out a lot.
Yeah,
you get that itch after a few months and then you're like, all right, I can pick up a pair of old schools for $100.
So okay. So it's not a huge deal. You still get the itch. You just satisfy it a lot differently than you used to. Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess finally, kind of just to round it all out, do you think you'd come back? Because we would welcome you back with open arms.
I think we have to kind of. Those five pairs kind of like.
I think he's back.
Yeah, I think he's back.
Back into the game. No.
Is it like MJ? Like, I'm back?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you like.
Instead of a 60, it's a 6'5", though. Like.
Come back like Timmy. Oh, we're in the 6'5".
The 6'5".
Honestly, I don't think so. Just because of how hard it is these days.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly commend you guys for the work that you put in.
Not all heroes wear capes. So.
True. and like your listeners, you know, like I see people, I'm on the message boards lurking.
Oh, so you're still out there?
Yeah. I'm lurking.
Yeah.
And I see people talk about, man, I signed up for this raffle and then I drove to this part of the city to make sure I secured my pair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you know, kudos to you for loving it that much, because I used to be that person, but that's a ton of work that I just can't do.
Yeah.
Facts.
Damn. Well, hopefully it gives perspective to a lot of people that there is life after shoes.
I mean, Tim's clearly still copying. It's just
still includes shoes.
Yeah, it still includes shoes. Life after shoes is still quite, now you're an enthusiast. I think that would be a correct title for you now. Not at 250 pairs, 6 pairs on 50. That's a different name. But yeah, thanks for being here, man. We do really appreciate it. It was fun. The basketball officiating was actually super cool.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions about officiating, maybe you can send them in and we can get Timmy to answer them. And we'll answer them next time he's here.
Thank you
to everybody who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. We like to use it as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That is facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. But a website that we use for reviews, stories, recaps, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pull, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Obviously, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSold on Instagram for a feature. 24K strong. That's pretty deep. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQNMART.
Timmy, do you have a cool little outro for us?
I don't have any social media, so
okay.
You can email me.
You can find him on LinkedIn.
Actually, no, you can't.
No, you'll probably find him on Tinder before you find him on LinkedIn.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 66 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are the champions, and we are out. Peace.
Be nice to the basketball officials, please.
We're gonna get sued for that?
Maybe. If this episode never airs, it'll be too soon though. So.